самого воспитания ответа. Как же там правильно, что он проблемы взял и не хочет видеть? Любовь мы там будем сейчас подать
Okay. relationship with David as a king?
How did he do that?
Okay. Also, he was starting to do that.
Gay Davis, I'm from Independent Newspapers.
Yes, I only know the faces, but I know the name of the faces, but I didn't know the name. Yes, you
ready? I'm Kristen Finney, I'm from PMG.
PMG is amazing. PMG is quality, honest, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you want that skill, but the good skill that you need to transfer to almost everybody who's a nice person.
I'm Wahida Davis, I'm from Telkom.
Telkom Challenge. And you see,
After our team was facing the target, they from charity. That team that was facing by our one. They said, ah, it's the club. Why is everybody giving us the club? Because they know that the team, and then the fact that the club is gone, they know the club. So they were very bitter because they got hiding there. They thought that they were going to be that club, and then they lost the club. Next to Telkom.
Mr. Kalmanita Dudley, also from Telkom.
From Telkom. Next to you there.
Mark Warugane from Parliamentary Communications, Student Media.
Who?
Parliamentary Communications.
Yes.
Including Media Management.
Okay. If you always try to this media, asking us all the time.
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday they asked me why a committee daily meeting outside Parliament in Robert Island and others. It's not media presence. It's Parliament that any other place where the committee and the chair decide that there should be a meeting, it cannot be up to the media that say, we learn that we are having a meeting in heaven. We have a meeting in heaven. We are not going to be afraid to have a meeting anywhere where we want to be because there's someone asking. If only you come to that question yesterday, and if only Robert again very much and says, why do you have a meeting in Robert Island and all that? It's none of their business. During the 5 days time, the offices where the committees have meetings had only two committees. We have 400 members today, and the committees have attended. And we're not going to ask from the journalists, why should we have meetings in Brazil? If we have to go ahead, this committee has a meeting in Brazil, we will do that without asking from them.
paperwork organizing committee. I listened to you in the budget speech of sport, brought people responsible for protocol yesterday, and we hope that you will deal with all the questions that you might have, that you raised and you may raise today. So we look forward to quite a useful engagement.
Not a statement that we make there. Those statements must translate to action. So you see, when you have an LOC or a leader of four people in this country, when you say that the frontier must be on the other side, and the leader of football put frontier on the other side. So when you talk to a man like James Jordan, you understand exactly that it's a national symbol. It can't be superseded by South African Football Association. And then I will remove it and put it on the right. But let's say she's not going. She's not going to address it. Because another thing that I wanted to talk to you as a leader in football, that it's completely wrong and undermining our own national system. But I think I've seen the change. So then you see this people many things that statements in Parliament should take to action, not just statements that we try. Thank you very much. We will quickly discuss this, but remember, I'm not here in the office of this presentation. Doreen Smith, I spoke to her yesterday. She said that copies, they make 20 copies. Members. And that is what I wanted to copy for members to arrive in time for members to be able to read certain members. So that today they're not just in ambush with the information, at least you must have information to go over it and read it, so that you can ask you relevant questions. Because many times people are saying, Parliament are asking them all these things that you don't know, they're asking them whether they want tea or water. It's because people are bringing documents on the day of. So that is the difference. But Doreen said that the difference are which really included this one. Because yesterday they didn't include that because Dr. Jordan amended some technical things in the presentation. So this morning I asked my secretary, where are the judgments? Just now. Doreen has not sent the judgments. So it's not. So members would get a presentation on the chat basis, but the non-document that the members have to call. Now, we are getting to you today. When we come to the report, RRC, like in your volunteer program, when OK comes here and tell us specific things on the volunteer program that we requested, please let them submit all feedback with Parliament and the let the truth come to the heart. So that members can read those documents and ask relevant questions. Please, it's our plea. Because today we just sitting there no element of presentation is made and then ask questions. But I will make the writing that the treatment tomorrow in your office. To have this treatment make reference so that you must not go and say something you did about the issue of the state.
Thank you.
thank you very much, Chair. I think when we were here, we said that we want to see 5 outcomes of this World Cup in this country. And you've mentioned the first one. The first is infrastructure. Improves. All the infrastructure must be delivered on time. And that is not only stadiums, it's roads, stadiums, airport expansion programs, building up new airports, building up 25 new hotels, including telecommunication, IT infrastructure, broadcast infrastructure. So generally, infrastructure improvement is one of the outcomes that you want to see as a legacy. The second is increased tourism. We have a target of 10 million tourists by 2010. We are already sitting at 9.5 million. It seems that we will reach that target also, and we want 14 million by 2015. And the third one is nation building. That is self-evident to how we bring the nation together around this event and how we help to consolidate a non-racial, non-sexist, democratic South Africa. The fourth outcome is about small, medium, micro enterprises, about economic opportunities, and how we impact the economy through not only this event, only but all major events. The last is about the transport infrastructure improvement around the transport. And generally, the improved skills, level of skills, and capabilities that we have in the country. And the last, of course, is what the marketing people call the brand image, the image makeover of the country and the continent, to strengthen South Africa as a brand in the world and begin to deal with the negative elements around this brand. We want then to talk about the Confederations Cup and the World Cup and also raise issues that I think requires our attention. And those matters would be transport, accommodation. I know from your side you want to talk about protocol. And then probably viewing fan parks. Those are the issues that we have on the top of our minds that we think we want to talk to. But the other matters, of course, whether it's volunteer, broadcasting, IT, and security, those matters we will go through, but I think the issues that we want to deal with, that we can focus on, is around coordination, transportation, protocol, especially as it relates to government, and then kind of our politics in the area. So if I can continue, Chair, to run through this presentation, Ngesi will, Kame will talk about the protocol matters, and Leslie Sadiba will talk about the fan park in the public viewing area. That is why we are here today. That is just the Confederations Cup. As you know, it consists of 8 teams. We have 16 matches. We play in 4 cities and 4 stadiums. We have 4,894 spectators, and we have 4,000 volunteers. We have almost 40,000 applications for people who want to volunteer, but actually we only have 4,030 volunteers working in the event.
Can you go back to that? Is it in order that I've spoken about? Can we
defending the tickets to Casola South Africa. We could have structured the tickets slightly lower, but look at hindsight. The quality and quantity of the food, the hospitality and the spectators, we had presented South African food, but we have to understand that I think when the Japanese said that for 8 days now, somebody, a journalist from Japan, on Peter Hodok and a pie, somewhere in those 8 days they look for sushi and for something more Eastern. And so when you welcome the world, you obviously have to provide for the taste of all of those people. And that is what we discussed with the people providing the food. And as we go out and tender, there's something that we have to bring home to our service providers. Safety and security planning and implementation is a very important issue and something that we're already focusing on. Protocol, we will have a further presentation on that. The pitch quality in the Confederation Cup, because we had to transition the stadium from a rugby stadium hosting a rugby test, and 2 days later we will have a soccer match, and therefore the quality of the pitch is not the best. I think under the circumstances we have done very well to host both these matches. Normally you need a 30-day period for the ground to grow and get into shape again. We had less than 7 days in some cases, but both these events, both the British and Irish Lions to end the Confederation Cup, went off very well, and this is only because we have worked with rugby from 2007 on a transition plan for each of the stadiums, and it helped us in the end. The park in Bali, we had difficulties in the beginning because it was a new mode of movement of people. In the end, it worked very well. We clearly see that we must strengthen our cooperation with the citizens of regard, because as we go to 10 venues, the situation differs from city to city. In Cape Town, for example, you have a strong train service or rail service. In other cities, you do not have that. In some cases, the buses are owned by the city, in other cases, privately owned, and therefore coordination is important as we move people between cities and in the cities. That is just the summary, again, of the attendance. We have 36,556 as an average spectators per game, and that was higher than Korea, Japan, was higher than France. And you can see we just a few hundred short of what Germany has achieved. So the attendance at the Confederation Cup was very, very good. That is just the fans and how the fans celebrated and created a special atmosphere in the stadium. Of course, some of the international friend who got Italy and the United States. In fact, when the United States played against Egypt, people saw a JFK on that evening. For the first time, the Americans were not getting onto the plane. They were glued as they watched the matches on the television monitors in the airport. And also, Americans were now watching what they call soccer. So the performance of the U.S. team has generated huge excitement and huge expectation. And that is clearly expressed in the fact that we had more than 100,000 requests and sold more than 50,000 tickets in the U.S. And also from the volunteer program, some of the highest numbers of applications for volunteers came from the United States. And you can see the extent to which people have played the tournament in the U.S. Those are the media, 2,000 media professionals, 1,250 broadcast. As far as transport is concerned, a lot of the successes, the team and Wesley transport both land and air are the team, and we have received letters from Spain, from Brazil, from the US, expressing their gratitude and thanks, and congratulating the organizing committee and the country as a whole on how they were treated and how the support systems work to make their stay an enjoyable one. The access to the stadium network, the tournament specific road sound signs, we want to strengthen that, and additional capacity in the air transport. Improvement for 2010, public transport is the primary mode of transport. We want to encourage that, of course. In South Africa, we have the tendency that if there are three persons living in the house, then there are three cars in front of the house, and each one drives in his or her own car. And that, from an event standpoint, of course, is difficult, but then the question is parking. Early communication of the transport services, we already had a meeting with the Minister of Transport to discuss these matters, and also the alignment of air and land transport services, well as rail transport. What we propose to the minister is that there must be a central command structure for all transport, and that the host cities must be part of this, and that there must be then a national coordinating structure for both land, rail, and air transport. That is just an example of the parking line. Accommodation is the second matter, and you may have heard the issue of the 55,000 rooms that match required for the event. Match is signed at this stage up to 40,000 rooms. They still require 15,000 rooms. And one of the debates is whether or not this country has the rooms available. Not very clear that the country has the rooms available to give the 55,000 rooms. However, the issue is that we have in this country 577 graded zones graded by the Tourism Grading Council. And then you have 1,177 hotel establishments not graded by the Grading Council. Now, Matt's agreement with the minister is that they will only sign with hotel establishments graded by the Grading Council of South Africa. And when they therefore talk about rooms for purpose, they talk about those rooms graded by the Grading Council. But there are other rooms, and we did speak to the minister, because you will see some establishments in France will have AA-approved accommodation. So it's not graded by the Grading Council, and therefore it's not counted in the master of the policy. But it's this. There are also independent hotels, and there are other grading that the hotels use. So what this has brought out is that this country actually does not have a single grading system embracing all the hotels. And whether or not yesterday or the day before match day, and that is a big problem. I think all of us work together to encourage people to buy the tickets early for the World Cup, because there will not be tickets the way we see the ticket sales going down. We did make available the 120,000 tickets that we'll give away free of charge. We did say that 40,000 of those tickets will be given to the construction workers. So each worker will, upon completion of the stadium, will get two tickets to watch the match in the stadium bought by the workers. The other 80,000 will find a methodology that will be announced on the 14th to distribute those tickets. And then we created category 4 tickets, which will, for the World Cup, is $20. We fixed the exchange rate to 7 grand, so it would be 140 rand for a World Cup ticket. And those category 4 tickets are also growing very well. Volunteers, we spoke about. It's a program that went off very well, and we see already the responses to the volunteers. We are looking up for 15,000 volunteers. The program started on the 20th of July, and to date we have more than 22,000 applications for the 15,000 volunteers from more than 130 countries. And it's not just the big countries. We have applications for volunteers from Japan, from Germany, from England, from France, from the Netherlands, from Azerbaijan, from Egypt, from Iraq, from Iran, from Korea, from the United States, from Brazil, from Chile, from Venezuela. You mentioned the countries, from Australia, all over the world. There are applications for volunteers. And the volunteer age, of course, is 18. So these are young men and women from all over the world, 15,000 of them, who want to come and work in this country. And clearly, mothers and fathers of those children will not allow them to apply to be a volunteer in South Africa if they were not comfortable that the event will be successful and the children will be safe. So we see a overwhelming response of people all over coming here. Of course, on the African continent, the highest number of applications came from Ghana and Nigeria, more than 250 each. And of course, as well from the neighboring countries, the volunteers. They are the volunteers, and we had, you saw the article of a person who was running his own company and decided to run his company in the morning, closed down, and in the afternoon and evening he was a volunteer. The chief executives of major companies who went on leave during the Confederation Cup to be volunteers. Medical doctors, professors, we had the oldest volunteer was an old man of 78 years old, was a volunteer. So it is something where these are South Africans who just wanted to work in the interest of this country, as patriots of this country. There you can see the volunteers at work, helping people to find their seats. Those are the events that we hosted. I'm not going to dwell. The next item, of course, is the final draw here in Cape Town. It's the Cape Town Convention Center. The other day we signed a contract with both the Convention Center and the City of Cape Town. It's on the 4th of December. We'll have 32 countries arriving for the final draw. And there are many other activities around the final draw as well. The FIFA executives will be here. They have an executive meeting. We have a board meeting. And there are many other events, including the World Broadcasters meeting. Now, the last time we had the World Broadcasters meeting, we had 400 broadcasters from all over the world attending that broadcasters meeting. And so the interest from all the broadcasters throughout the world has just been overwhelming. And it is then a platform. 400 broadcasters coming to South Africa for 30 days will broadcast not only the 90 minutes of football, but all of the issues of South African life. And this is a huge platform for this country. And that's why we say that it is about founding a new brand. We have the platform, but we have to give consideration to the kind of content that we want to go out to the world. These are the teams that have already qualified. From Asia, we have Japan has qualified, Australia has qualified, the Netherlands have qualified, both North and South Korea have qualified, and of course, Japan has qualified. So out of the 32 teams, we have already six teams close to qualification now in England, Germany, Ghana, Brazil. Those countries will see, may qualify in the next month or so. But by the end of November, all the teams will have qualified so that we can go into the draw on the 12th of December. And then we'll know exactly which teams will play in which city. And then we can look at what are the accommodations and travel arrangements that we must make in each of those cities. Because some of these teams will be having huge support. The Dutch, for example, in 2006 had 115,000 supporters in Germany, the English 110,000 supporters. We, of course, don't expect that number, but we look at 20,000-30,000 supporters for each of these teams. And that means that if they play in any city, you have to take that into account. North and South Korea, we don't know what the numbers there will be, but it is the first time since 1966 that you have North Korea playing in the World Cup again. You may know that when North Korea played South Korea, in North Korea, North Korea didn't want South Korea to bring their anthem or sing the anthem in their country, and that match had to be shifted to Shanghai and played in China. You know the issues between North and South Korea and all the issues around North Korea. But everyone who was qualified is welcome in our country. That is the World Cup. 32 teams, 64 matches, 9 host cities, 10 stadiums. We expect 3 million spectators. We have 3.2 million tickets, 15,000 volunteers, 15,000 media professionals. We expect 450,000 visitors. So you can see a massive operation. And therefore, if I can tell you, the Confederation Cup is not a real test for the World Cup. Give you some idea, but in terms of scale, complexity, and challenge, the World Cup is just a different proposition. In Germany, we have 26 billion cumulative audience. We think we'll probably get 30 billion as a cumulative audience. In other words, 30 billion eyes will see, watch, and look at this country for 30 days, and therefore it's our opportunity to make a positive impression. That is what Le Mans said about security. Not a single serious crime issue has been noted during the first 2 weeks of the competition. The number of minor incidents will be known in a few days. It is now known. South Africa has provided itself with a means to silence its skeptical critics. About 120 million euros were invested in security around the stadium and on the roads, and the police was very visible in the four host cities of the tournament's matches. That is the French newspaper where you can see the police on duty. That is what we said, 41,000 police will be on duty, 45,000 stewards will be on duty during the World Cup, 700 police members on patrol per stadium. And I'll just run you quickly through the stadium. That is how what soccer city looks like at the moment. It's near completion. All the seats are almost in soccer city. They're beginning to put in the pitch. That is Ellis Park. It's complete. It's been tested. Gloucester is complete. It's been tested. Free State is complete. It's been tested. Royal Buffalo Gang is complete. It's been tested. Durban, you can see nearing completion. Another view of Durban. Cape Town, you can see the progress in Cape Town. for this that that is not an artist's impression, that is the actual stadium, a stunning stadium, world class. So we will have absolute world class stadium. That is another view of the stadium of Port Elizabeth. That is the stadium inside. You know that football matches were played there. You can see how the people see. Absolute world class football arena. That also goes for Durban and Cape Town and Soccer City. We'll have some of the best stadiums in the world. There's the stadium in Polokwane. And that's the stadium in North Strait. You can see the roof is already complete. And the progress is running very well in all of the stadiums. And we are so confident that we will be able to deliver all the stadiums in October, where all the stadiums must be complete end of October. The one in Cape Town has a completion date of 14 December. So long before kickoff on the 11th of June, all our stadiums will be complete, and that gives us the opportunity to test these stadiums. Overall, we are very happy with where we are at the moment. The consolidation stuff was a good learning experience, and we are already on our way to learn from those lessons, correct it, and move forward to deliver the World Cup next year. The first stop is December final draw, okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Member, he had this fresh presentation from today. I think it's fine to go. Member, can just ask a few questions before we take another presentation. But then, the stadium is possible of investment. This is a fact. I was sitting in a train in Portugal during the, what is this? The British Irish Line tour. And when they presented to us in Parliament, they said, we have 50,000 followers coming to South Africa for the British Irish Line because it is taking place after 7 years. And therefore, what is that in one of your arguments to Parliament say? People who are coming for the World Cup are not just coming for World Cup now. Now they are organizing groups, or they prepare for the World Cup long ago. So in the British Irish Lions tour in South Africa. But when I was sitting in the train there, I could hear people speaking English. And the way they were fascinated and amazed with the stadium in Port Elizabeth was one thing that when you go out there and then huge rugby fans, you can imagine. And apparently they could not stop talking about the state of mind of the stadium in because he doesn't know what I was doing in the so he just confirmed what you say. And I think what it is has come up here. But the numbers are interesting just this. But one thing that I think I want to relate to you is about issue of security. An incident happened when we were there in Port Elizabeth. I think you've seen on the television one of the security people that are guarding and all that during the week went to go and put a gun somewhere where inside the stadium where it was picking up, and immediately after the game, whilst we were drinking and drinking and all that, then people robbed the bar, wanted to rob the bar. So just can be the kind of security in that area when there's any other incident of security.
Well, thank you, Chair. For all the details, I think that was the first major, the second major that took place in the stadium. And even the Robert Price system, but within a matter of 42 minutes, all exits were completely sealed off. And it was a good training exercise. For knowing what's real for the people that are actually involved in. And it shows to you that the presentations that were made in the period prior to even the construction took place and that was secured inside, outside the stadium where I live and so forth. It's not a pipe dream, it's not stories that were told to Parliament, but in fact, with the details, and I had a look at that presentation again last night, one of the first presentations that was made in Parliament.
environment. Every little bit of detail has intended into account. If you go into the stadium itself and there's big matches taking place there, then I can remember Dr. Jordan said that the front operation center gets moving onto every specific seat and yet the space of the person occupying that seat, it is happening, it is possible. So, through you, chairperson, we are on the right track as far as the funding are concerned, and I'm looking forward also to seeing the impression that was coming from the other stadium.
Thank you, Dave. It was just amazing. When all of the system shut and they knew exactly where I was running with the gun and everything, and the police went up there because they could not come down, they could not go up, they were just flying on the head, and then because systems had locked them up. Security was amazing, I was just fascinated. I'm sure they've seen that there are no more ways to play where they are next to keep money because they are waiting to be locked up. Yes.
Down to us that they are factory court checks and that they were cost including the roots, for the pattern line that we refer to, Kama Karachi, taking the Pato Kaya, the Pato Karachi, sitting in the stadium, one by one, first Kormak, and the guys began to walk on foot and find their way to the stadium. Because the time was running out, and the driver did not understand what the rules to the stadium. So they are sure improvement.
a lot of people visiting other facilities as part of the tourism on the overall trip. That is the first question. The second question is other events during the World Cup, i.e. rugby, any other sport, what are the limitations of those in terms of timing of events, and what are the limitations of staging events near host cities and the resident stadiums, if there are any? And then thirdly, statements were allegedly attributed to yourself some 2 weeks ago that stadiums in Durban and Rustenburg, which are not, sorry, Durban and Cape Town, which are not hosting the World Cup games, would be knocked down, because clearly there's a problem with those stadiums. Who's going to use them if there are two competing stadiums? So if you could just comment on that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mine is just more than a comment concerning the process and communication around the selling of tickets. We very much welcome the decision that FIFA to give these tickets out free. And also, this was also an opening for global corruption. I have experience in Hassan that the LOC there, some of the people were selling the tickets to the broader community, and specifically in this regard. And this announcement was made, I'm of the opinion that the newspaper, the radio, and the media really failed us in terms of informing the broader community as far as the critical is concerned. And then also, Chair, on a lighter note, I would like to know what Daniel Dan, the architect of the stadium in Eastern Cape, because I'm very much jealous of this week.
Yes, if you get the last comment, Daniel. Can you
repeat your question? Yeah. I was saying here on a lighter note, I was just wondering what Danny Jordan, the architect of the stadium in Eastern Cape, because I'm very much jealous of this
stadium. That's fine.
Don't say
it. Yeah, because I'd like to dispute that the Durban stadium is the best looking bar.
Economy and the image of our country.
David has to tell us who are the people. Because we don't have to see somebody from Johannesburg. Benefiting at David Stadium, benefiting at Pointon Stadium, and benefiting in Polokwane and elsewhere. I think we need to be, we said initially, we need to be very arrogant and biased and say, people in Nelson Mandela must be the 90% beneficiaries of what is happening in Nelson Mandela. Only on the skills that you can't get in the Nelson Mandela, then you can go outside. So that's the answer is coming back to us. All our kids are going to ask us, oh, what is there for them as ordinary people that they got after the World Cup? So I think we must be able to make clear that we are, if we didn't touch on the issue of the Confederation, let us get ourselves in making sure that women, young people, and the people of this country are going to take on that a little bit. And then we'll give us a little bit of a picture of that. The other thing then is the question of the African World Cup. We must use check because after this, the British is going to the Sahel region. Our engagement with our counterpart in the Sahel region is this. How are they going to participate in the World Cup? We're not going to say how South Africa is inviting them to participate. We are going to see how are they positioning themselves as countries for them to be able to say, this is how we position ourselves, and then these are the relationships and the discussion that we have with the South African Local Organizing Committee for us at least to be a destination of leisure after the World Cup, or before the World Cup, or during the World Cup. So we are going to go and check those kind of things. On the first day of the opening ceremony in Johannesburg, it was chaos. I think they've seen that. Completely chaos, and then the other traffic was coming opposite, the other one was going this other way, and then it was back. But the second time, I could see at least it's now ordered, now everybody is beginning to understand and order. So there was a little bit of, you're right, there was a little bit of a problem when this whole thing started. But when you talk about the area of improvement, the park and ride is one of them. Communication and the sale of tickets, as compared to sales, I think it's another thing that
out of those places where they probably identify these places and say, this one has been created by Mesh and all that, and they get 5% or 30% or whatever. Is there such a thing in the I don't know, because it was one company that was going in the morning light, which was setting many because they didn't have the proper content of that. The company spoke about the training of these people. Volunteers were very good and all that, but then when you ask a volunteer where is age 57, doesn't know. And where you have a ticket that says, this is the ticket, and then when I arrived at Lotta, I didn't know where the ticket is. Because I see it there, and then I don't necessarily know where it is. But some of the people that were waiting there, as soon as people are within the prison of a stadium, I think those people need to be trained a little bit more, or those that are people to sit there. Where was it at the time when I was waiting you there? I was just sitting there, there was a person who said, hey, they've been walking too much. I think you can sit here. If the owner of the place comes, and then we'll arrange, we'll see what to do about that. Because they could not really say, this is the seat, and then go there, eat, and all that. Others didn't know exactly what was going on there. I think all the people that are servicing at that level, which is almost at the outpost, I think they need a little bit of a final change. They must understand the environment there, they must be able to take away the toilet. With me, they could not help me where you need at doctor. When you walk that bridge up there, you go inside there, I have to go out again, they open up the gate there, and then I go under the stadium and go. Because they, nobody knew where the lift. But finally, I was called here the lift, and then I get into the lift and then go up there. So I think those are some of the things that really, you might say, at some point, but they're very important because you can't kill when people do not know where are they going finally at this stadium. I think that these are the things that our last fight to.
Thank you very much. Our fire and group. Decisions and deal with them on that matter. I think firstly, the very important issue about SMMEs and economic impact and so on. There are three entities delivering this World Cup. As you quite correctly point out, the biggest spend will be with the city. And that's government money. So I would think that perhaps the committee wants to consider to take the five impacts. The impact on tourism, who are the people to talk in detail about whether or not we have 10 million. South African tourism needs to come here and present how they're going to reach the target, and then of course we'll be here. Two, the question of marketing and branding, how does the brand image of South Africa and world of South Africa as a brand dependent, stronger after 2010, more profitable, is the International Marketing Council. So they have to talk about the brand issues. The third one is about economic impact, and there it is the cities, the host cities, the organizing committee. Of course, we don't get for our operations any money from UCHAN. Our money comes from FIFA. But we have committed to comply that 30% of all our procurement will be to SMMEs. So we'll also come and make the presentation. And then maybe if you want Mesh, I can speak to Mesh to come and talk to you. So I would think that the right outcome, the infrastructure is self-evident. You can see that as you drive around. Tourism internationally, the South African tourism, the branding and marketing issues, the International Marketing Council, and the economic impact, the host cities, ourselves, and we can even ask FIFA where do they spend the money, what is the impact. And I think that conversation is important because we're going now into the last cycle of procurement for the World Cup, and after that, it finishes all over. So I think the point that has been raised is very important. conversation and a specific focus that perhaps the committee wants to bring those entities and focus on those issues at a separate meeting. The question of the volunteers, what the difficulty that you've raised is that, you see, we study volunteers in specific areas. There are media volunteers, hospitality volunteers, protocol, transport, logistics. But if a person walks up to the volunteer, he's not asking, are you a media volunteer, a transport volunteer? He is a person in that uniform, and he must know. So he can tell you where you can get your transport, he can't tell you where you can get your feet. And so we said, no. What we have to do is all of the volunteers must have a general training. They must know the stadium, so that anyone who calls them at the stadium, they will know everything, where the left, where the door, where the seat, and not just the specific area of training. So we have already agreed that we'll engage the service provider to first do the general training and then do the specific training. The question of what is right there, the question of the food and so on, is the question again that we raises our service providers, because sometimes there are capacity issues in that, and that matter was corrected later, but it's only when people start operating that you can understand whether your service provider has capacity or not. So we also do a debrief and a review of all the service providers, and there are some of them that we review and others that we cannot review. But we have to get into those issues early to test the capacity to see what they claim in the tender document that actually have the capacity to deal, and sometimes there's a gap there. The question of tickets, of course, is a big issue. And I think what's interestingly also was raised was the question of the different pricing structure and the match day revenue for a different code of sports. And that is sometimes perhaps an issue that the committee would want to probe separately, is to get an insight in match day revenues between rugby, cricket, football, netball, or any other. But there are basic possibilities of match day revenue. The first revenue is the broadcast revenue. The second is hospitality. The third is perimeter advertising. The fourth is ticketing. Now, and there are many other opportunities. Now, in that scale, you can see what percentage of ticket revenue in the total match day revenue. And because you see the difference there as to why people raise the tickets or lower the ticket as an overall percentage of the ticket. And I think that perhaps these issues that the committee will look at if you compare rugby, cricket, soccer, or football, what is the percentage breakdown per match from broadcasting, from hospitality, from ticketing, from permanent advertising, from editorials, from programs, and any other avenue that you have on that set. And then we can understand why certain ticket prices is reasonable or unreasonable. Specifically for the World Cup, and in relation to the 140 rand per ticket, the first thing that we have to consider is that it is a World Cup. It is an event for the whole world. So you cannot have a pricing structure only for your own country and not for the rest of the world. We've already argued that for Category 4, we want a price only for South Africa, which we had a lot of criticism for that. Because the first time in World Cup history that that happened. Because the policy of FIFA on ticketing is that more money on tickets. And we have 47 million South Africans. So whatever we do, we can say now that every South African will not be able to get a ticket. But it's a World Cup, and I think we will have probably 800,000 tickets for South Africa, because it's also worldwide sales. And so in that 800,000, you then say what percentage of those tickets will be catered for ring fence for poor South Africans. And we look at the percentage per stadium, probably between 11 and 30% will go for Category 4. The position of Category 4 is the seats behind the two goal posts, because the category in the stadium works with the position. The most expensive tickets are in the suite and then on the center line. And as you go to the corner and behind the goal posts, those are the categories 1, 2, 3, and 4 behind the goal posts. And those are lower prices. And of course, we also have the tickets for the disabled. So a person in a wheelchair will buy a Category 4 ticket, but he will not necessarily sit or she behind the goalpost that will have the platform. And the person pushing the person in the wheelchair will come in free of charge. So if the person is in a wheelchair, the two persons will enter for one ticket, and that price is the Category 4 ticket. So we have tried to make it as accessible as possible. Over and above, of course, we said there's 120,000 tickets that we'll give away free of charge. So that is what we try to do under the
circumstances.
Well, I don't know whether the AFP wants to be pushed by the IFP. Perhaps the IFP is pushing the AFP. So those are the issues on tickets. The question of security, when we say speaking on security too. I have a security man behind me, so I leave the security issues with him. Then there was a question of marketing, signage, directional signs. I think this is an issue from the signage point of view. It's an issue for us, but the intercity directional signs is really an issue for the whole city. Now, this is a matter that we have raised on many occasions. If, for example, you travel from Johannesburg to Polokwane, there's not consistent directional signs there. If you travel from Johannesburg to Nelson Mandela Bay, you're not going to find anywhere a sign that tells you you're going to Nelson Mandela Bay. If you go to the airport, you have to get on a plane to Port Elizabeth. If you drive out of the airport, you're welcome to Nelson Mandela Bay. Same thing with Bloemfontein. The cities insist it must be Mangaung, but nowhere on the directional sign is there a sign saying you're going to Mangaung. And that is one of the issues. The second issue, the signs are not there on the road that you drive. The second thing that you do is that the tourist will go to CMA and buy a map. And when they open the map, they won't find these cities on the map. So this is an issue that we have to raise with the cities to say, and there are all legislative procedures and other things that must go through, but it's an issue that we have to resolve. To be consistent, that the fans will find their way to get to the whole city. So that is something that, and more regular signs from Nelspruit or Bombana or whatever they want to choose. consistent, and also the match must be consistent, otherwise we're going to have a problem that people will get wrong. They will be in the city and don't know they are actually in the city. But the sign is that on the event, we have already said our standards must be improved, and we have already spoken to the company that we use for signage. The signage is too small, it must be bigger, and it must be more strategically placed. So that is something that we will engage our service provider on. Then the question of attendance at the Confederation Cup, I think part of it was people were not sure for Fana Bafana. We saw after the first match a huge rush to buy tickets. That's why I'm saying that South African fans first want to know whether their team is going to win or not. If they think that this team can never win, they don't want the ticket. When the team plays well, then there's a huge... So we saw a huge rush in the end for tickets after Bafana Bafana played the draw. When they qualified for the semi-final, everyone wanted a ticket. Now, I think our people must have a little more faith in the team and buy the ticket early. The question of...
next is in Kakaro, and so on. So by
November this year we will have the first nine of the bishops together with the other two. The one is in Peter Maritzburg, and so we are working hard to ensure that the last move is. The question of coordination between host city and province, this is an issue. We've also asked the province, because sometimes the 2010 coordinator is in the office of the premier. In other provinces, the 2010 coordinator is in the MEC for sport. So we've asked the province also to try and deal with this matter, but also then the coordination and the correction of the 2010 coordinator in the province and in the city. Because some of the services is provided by the provincial government and not by the local government. And if people travel, once they travel outside the boundaries of Nelson Mandela Bay, they on the provincial roads and all the other things. So that coordination is important. I know the Minister of now cooperative government has already included the people from province in the whole city forum, and we are working in strengthening that relationship because you're quite correct. There was a gap. Thank you, Jerry. The question of school sport and separate pricing for school. engaging the schools directly in our schools program. Question of African World Cup. We had a meeting with the Minister of Arts and Culture. We raised the issue of African villages in the World Cup. They said they will come back with a proposal. So in terms of engagement, they are also saying they will engage SADC and Africa on a whole range of areas that they want to engage. So perhaps a meeting with the Arts and Culture people as to what they are doing in this space, because they are going to bring artists into the opening ceremony, into the final draw and other activities. But generally, they're working on a concept of African villages in the World Cup and bringing at least the 5 African countries to qualify to participate, as well as other countries who also indicated that they want to participate. I know Germany has indicated Australians are very keen to participate. But this is a matter that's being driven by the Department of Arts and Culture. Question of MATS and whether they get a percentage. Yes, MATS is a accommodation service company, and the company, they get their income from having a percentage from accommodation. I think what they give to the hotel is a guaranteed number of rooms that will be used. So they are responsible for accommodation of the team, the FIFA, what is called the FIFA family, the officials, those who work in FIFA, the media, all of the constituent groups that they must provide accommodation for. So they go out in the market and they sign agreement to secure the contract, so that the company who signs the contract then has guaranteed X number of rooms that they pay for, and for that service that they do, they have a percentage. I don't know what exactly that percentage is, but I can check and let you know, Jack.
Okay, did you see that as to where this YC was sending the education there, and they missed the rate of about a mention of it? Yeah, this is not a little too trouble. There is one question I think. I guess the article that is the concept discussion around fighting for match and percentage taking, and therefore they were saying
is
questions, general one, the government guarantees and whether the government department is ever generally can speak to that. And the last is that PE has been tested three matches already, whether we test other venues as well, other new stadiums. The answer to the question is yes. We are going to meet, work with the cities to ensure that there's at least three matches, one being a near capacity or capacity match to test the operational readiness of the stadium. That is, we can talk to the security guarantees.
Thank you.
now is because it has not come out as negative, but we appreciate that you take consideration of that, because they have to be part of the celebration of the World Cup. So we appreciate the modality of that, so that when you are on the corridor by those members, we might be able to say this was presented to us and that it's happening, because we are going to do the last round today of the final new stadium. As a committee. So those are some of the things that are going to be very key to us when we treat the last round of the stadiums that are going to host the World Cup and the new David Stadium. So thank you very much. Then now between security and the protocol, who's going to start that? Anybody can start and then so that we quit. But then we change it now, because it's not going to be that number of volumes that David has given us. We're going to take two of them. One is going to present and conclude, and the members are going to keep notes, and the other one will present and conclude, keep notes, and then both of you, you will speak wherever you feel good, and then be able to give us clarity on the questions that I will ask for. So let's start with you. It's not wrong.
Is where we design tournament stages. That's basically who is supposed to access which parts of the stadium. So you will see that everybody who is working at the stadium or any official event during the tournament is supposed to have an accreditation badge. And here what we try to do is to summarize what the experience was and what we're proposing for the final draw, which takes place in Cape Town in December this year, as well as the World Cup next year. The experience with accreditation is that we had very good cooperation with NIA in general, Department of State Services, because NIA are the custodian of accreditation in government. So we have partnered with them in the design of the security features of our accreditation system. They are also responsible for screening of every applicant for accreditation around the world. It has to go through that department, and we work very well. The second point is that if you were going to work at the tournament and you apply to be accredited from outside South Africa, then your accreditation also serves as your visa. So all the people who are working in the tournament did not need to apply for visas, because they received accreditation after approval by NIA that it was safe for us to work with them. And that is done on the basis of the government guarantee on immigration. We had minor problems such as the incompatibility of our systems, but we are addressing that. But one of the major observations was that a lot of people, especially in South Africa, are not used to the accreditation system as applied by people. For instance, many of our colleagues in media did not understand the need to apply here. As a result, we had a lot of disappointed people who could not work at the tournament because they did not follow our guidelines on applying early or applying in the first place. They simply did what they are used to as staff and CSL team, and therefore could not get tournament badges. Then, also because of the late application, it had a domino effect on the finalization of the training. But one of the most interesting points is that after people realized that if you have accreditation, then you're allowed into the stadium, we had too many people who did not qualify to have accreditation demanding. I don't know whether they also thought it was a status symbol to have the badge around the neck, but we really had a lot of our colleagues from across the board also demanding that they wanted to have accreditation. And if they would, I know. implementation. We are testing the system between ourselves and the Department of Home Affairs, the Department of State and Security. We will encourage everybody this time to apply in all sorts of things called our next program, and we will refine areas where we have difficulty to the Department of Home Affairs, but we must commend the Department of Home Affairs for this work they have done. Then the next reporting area is the stewards and security operations in general. It may be interesting that the people who are reporting about the volunteers not being aware of stadium role, we are actually talking about stewards. Because in essence, it is the stewards who are supposed to guide people and provide spectator safety at the stadium, in addition to any function that volunteers will be doing. And our observation about stewards, in fact, the first point, again, where we must express gratitude to government is that for Gauteng and the Northwest provinces, the stewards are provided by the Department of State in both provinces. And then for Bloemfontein, they were brought to a travel station to come by because we wanted to have a high-speed model to see what situation there was. Then the experience is that clearly they did not get sufficient training or the training started late. Hence, you had people expressing concerns about some of them not knowing the layout of the station. The second point is that we need to ensure full compliance with training and registration, also for legal difficulties. Because after the passing of the bill on safety at events, it is going to be compulsory for any public entity that holds an event to have steward something in there. And therefore, the people who are being trained by the organizing committee now are around the city. We'll also have the right accreditation and registration with FIRA to work at those events. Maybe a music concert, maybe a sport event, or any other rally or any other public gathering. And then what are we proposing for the final tour and World Cup? Full compliance with regulatory framework for registration and training. This time we want to ensure that the stewards are recruited and trained early. And we want to decentralize the recruitment and training to the venue. And one of the key points is the standard operating procedure. So that if stewards is clear about what they are supposed to do and how it is different from what volunteers are doing. And then security operations. The entity appointed by government to be responsible for coordination of security services is not joint. And we had very good cooperation with them. We did joint planning. They were responsible for the overall management of security for the tournament. And one of the people reports that there were no incidents affecting the FIFA family. The FIFA was prepared to the incident they featured, which was the last one. And then, what are our recommendations? We had a meeting with the DCs responsible for JCPS yesterday. And the key point that was emphasized in that meeting was what the Honorable Member Mr. Suka was saying earlier. The strengthening of coordination between Metro Police, private security, stewards, and the organizing committee, as well as the police and the state. So that each of these entities, in fact, at the stadium and the perimeter of the stadium and the upper perimeter, so that each of these entities are very clear about what their responsibilities are, so that nothing falls between the cracks. But be that as it may, that all of them must be ready to intervene in the event of an emergency to provide contingency support. So we've agreed that for the need for those SOPs, then we also agree that there must be more regular security risk reports from the South African Secret Service as well as the Department of State Security. Especially now that we're going to the World Cup, we have many teams who are visiting. They should give us a profile of these countries that are qualifying their history of hooligans, undesirable people who may be coming to South Africa and so on. Then the issue of places of interest is all that is tourism, game reserves and so on, is also addressed under the technical information that we receive from government about the risk profile of all of those places, which is contemplated later. So those are the points that we're making under the tourism. Then on protocol. The government currency is the current currency signed by the Department of Foreign Affairs at the time, now International Relations and Cooperation. Our experience was that the Department of International Relations, provinces, and whole cities deployed protocol officers who took very well for us. And then the seventh team relates to the talent in relation to education. How many people do you invite? What are the privileges due to those people invited the VAT? The major difficulty that the organizing committee is facing, both for the Confederations Cup and the World Cup, is that there is a limited number of seats that are assigned to the organizing committee by FIFA. As against the desirable number that we would want to invite. For instance, at all of the stadia, in fact, three of the stadia for the Confederations Cup, the average VIP seats altogether were 500, and half of those are assigned to the organizing committee. So we can only invite 250 people as VIP, because the other half belongs to it. And then, so this is one of the biggest challenges that we face during this tournament. And of course, we had a lot of people who genuinely deserved to be invited to the tournament that could not be because of that concern. And we also observed that at Ellis Park and Lockhart in particular, the grandstand VIP was just not adequate, because South Africans are used to sitting at the VIP stadium if you invite them at the VIP. They are not used to what happened during the Confederation Cup in this part in particular, where they arrive, go to the lounge, and only discover where they have to sit down that in fact my seat is not far from the extra floor. So we had a lot of disappointed people there. And then our strength is that we need adequate provisions for contestants of the VAT by inviting. And then what are our proposals for the financial and the World Cup? The most significant proposal with regard to invitation and ticket allocation is that we need a type of shared service with government, so that government can manage the invitation, the ticket allocation process, how people access the stadium, where they park, what is their hospitality package. So practically what it would mean is that as opposed to the Confederations Cup, where the organizing committee is all of that, including on behalf of government, what we want to see for the financial and the World Cup is that a portion of the seats of the tickets must be assigned to government, so that we have an agreement on how the seats are going to be distributed among, for instance, the elected representatives, mayors, members of parliament, deputy ministers, premiers, and so on. And in addition to that, we will then design together a VIP management experience that we will sign off, so that there will be people in government at the highest level who can be accountable for any services that are due to government. We do this realizing that the expectations are high, but the resources are limited. And therefore you need a type of bike. But the other constraint is that we do not really have exclusive control over the stadium, because the FIFA event, a lot of the things are determined by FIFA, and we don't have a score. if you look at the numbers that you provide, clearly they're just completely insufficient for the World Cup as well. And therefore, we're meeting on the 11th of this month to review the protocol and the aid services and look at the options of the improvement for the World Cup. And therefore, we think that if that can be done, then a bigger number of the United States can get invitation tickets and hospitality services that we provide. Of course, one of the issues was that if you invite a big number of VIPs, then you have an even bigger number of protectors come. And our rule is that protectors are not allowed into the lounge and the tribune except for protectors of the head of state. So this resulted in many fights because the protectors are saying, fine, but where are you going to put them? So in one stadium, you will find the heat holding room, but it doesn't have a functioning television set, or the television set doesn't have a feed, so they can't watch them. So those are the things that we say we need to ensure that for each stadium they are planned, because we must also plan from their point of view and understand that they have a responsibility to protect their people and they cannot have abandoned them. One of the main things that needs to be done by the Department of International Cooperation is on our behalf and in consultation with us is diplomatic services. Because now, as opposed to the Confederations Cup, when we had 7 countries joining Bafana, we now have 31 countries. And therefore, you really need a dedicated service to the ambassadors of those countries in South Africa, as well as any representative of those countries who may be coming to represent the head of Asia and so on. And it would be inappropriate for the organizing committee to attempt to do that on its own. And therefore, when we increase the scope of government and particularly international relations, this is one of the things that they should take care of. Especially because more heads of state will also be invited for the World Cup. And then the last point is once again in relation to management of invitations. We want to see a more decentralized system where a portion of the invitation is managed at our main office. So that the venue manager is told, for instance, in good time, that we will give you 40 tickets. And it is up to you to recommend to us who those 40 people in your city should be who are invited by the organizing committee. And you will feed that information to us. In return, we'll give you those 40 VIP tickets
because in Africa we talk about what's up, solar flare. You listen, Africans are listening to that, but when you talk to Solar 2, the issue of this is, and the teacher went to solar flare. And they said, and they don't think it's one that you think that it's a high, powerful media in this country. What they say is, what this committee most of the time engaged in saying, we have 47 million people in this country. Let us people to give each a ticket. You will not manage to get into the city of all of you. We'll free you. The issue of the tickets in this country is not a problem. The issue in this country is the number that we have of people who have been expecting to go to the stadium. And therefore, let us create a mechanism of bringing down that expectation, in creating the central, in creating all of that, in making sure to have these tours to the stadium as and when they are beginning to be built and all that, so that the excitement goes a little bit down. It cannot be created by any other way except in that way. And we are engaged in those kind of things. 47 million people. Let us rather to give you each ticket. And all the 47 of us, million, let's go to the stadium. Others are not even going to come closer to the stadium when the treaty is in their hands. Those are kind of expectations that we have to give to our people, that not all of us. And this is the question of the price that people are talking about. You can say spend, and 47 million people buy tickets in the spend. They are not always in all 10 stadiums, are not going to accommodate all of them. So it is not a matter of the price or a matter of the number of tickets. It's a matter of the number of people that we have in this country that are having interest to go to the stadium, that we have to work on their appetite for them to say, when I'm part of the World Cup, it's when I'm in the stadium there. That is what is the issue in the country. So thank very much. Let me engage on the protocol, security, and all. Yes,
thank you, President. I think you covered the fact that on the issue of the level of official language that needs to be marketed also from this moment of the President of our camp by our MOC. Surely we work in cooperation with the official department, and I think there is also a host in marketing. Working closely with those local organizations. That is the mentor that two governments or government organizations relocate to Shark of Afghan and so on. But also, it could have been decided to come on end. We've got quite a sizable reduction in Afghan. I'm not saying other organizations are not there. So I think from that point, many of us are there. There's a right to live on one, you know, and so on. Just as you the protocol, I would urge them to be more aggressive in their public education to their stakeholders, so as to avoid the late coming and late escaping of our people because of accessing what they are right for and not to do, because surely there are restrictions that need to be followed by our people. So, I'm going to go with them. Our government is bad if they do have a rooster to say you are going to start from this, instead of the temporary, going to start by this time and after this time, our training program and publicity will be done. Because some of us here, as we are going to our constituencies, when you arrive, you must also be there to assist you. Because confusion sometimes that is happening around the front of us, who is who, is a serious matter. One little problem that I observed, the news in our justice, the dress code, which we need to look into, the question of age, who is getting to do this, the third aspect is the question of the press, finding the junior officials sitting there, and your public representative and your VIP in terms of the official of the NOC, are not there. They find themselves wanting. I'm saying the chapter thing, we need to step up our heads in those matters. We must be very strict as of now so that there are no concessions in relation to that. The issue, chapter 2 surely Chinese media is going to be.
Oh, okay, because there are certain problems that it can happen to them. What might be the Jewish population? But I was thinking very, very interestingly, when you were talking around the city, and the controlling body and who that was the government, the issue of government, close communities, subject to one, speak to that. So I'm saying, I'm really interested in checking what you're saying. Also, this issue of stewards. These are the volunteers. Maybe they have also, they have to define it. Because in the Bible, unfortunately, maybe it's a new technology that was inspired to see it's also a God that is M in relation to the role of the volunteers is that the steward. So that everybody knows it's a range of operation in the kingdom and outside the kingdom. Last year, I was appreciate the intelligence people in the church in general. But as of now, we are not yet to be threat either to terrorism or whatever to agree to our country in relation to our host of the World Cup. It's not shown, I would presume, that you invite a setback in relation to our country in the Jordan and the Dr. Equally to independence in the realm. Because now the last point is around all of the in the application. You know, I'm not sure whether you are created at what level of justice. Because it goes back to the crazy. But the representative is that the official who is who in the public value. You need to also explain to the official. Not that I'm now. I know the one presentation was a part of the area of the induction people that spoke of the protocol, but surely on what you know that far, so that everybody knows exactly who is who. But other matters that are formed, we can always deal with them in our provinces, in our
when the body of the grey or of the
no man now. You're going to get lost or you're going to die. Now I'm getting lost because I don't see Mangao. It's a question of rest. When you take a flight at an airport, you must have to go to Port Elizabeth. It's not that you have to get a plane. Then you are there, you see the
that has to be
demolishing the old stadium, and he was the only one near the stadium in the city. But these are emotional debates because of the past of that stadium, that people have secured victories and so on. So this is a long debate, and this debate will also be on for a long time within South Africa. The debate in England took 5 years to discuss whether or not the old Wembley Stadium must be demolished, simply because in 1966 England had won the World Cup in Wembley, and the Twin Towers in front of Wembley, and they never won the World Cup since then. So it's been a long and difficult debate, because people debate all of these issues, and so that is a debate that we'll have. But the decision finally, either the decision of the city or Dudley or any of the entities, not a debate of the organizing committee or a decision of the organizing committee. It's not our debate, it's not our decision.
Thank you, Jefferson. I do want to start by expressing an apology to honorable members of the committee of the and any other topic presented to the people generally who were incorporated by the arrangement. So, I'll start with your question regarding the engagement of private security for Stuart and your country. We guidelines of the event safety because the definition of the steward is contained in the bill. We don't know whether it is the act by that time. There will also be training on unit standards that are approved by the official and the qualifications of projects. And therefore, we have the benefit that each city would have that number of people who have received this training. And that is one of the main factors that separates them from the volunteers. The level of training, the fact that they are responsible mainly for spectator safety, and certainly the amount that they get as opposed to the second that they have the volunteers to get. So those will be the main concerns. And then certainly the last point that comes the question to report. Now the last second that is the order of precedence. Where do you place the chairperson of the professional committee on sport? And that matter is not negotiable. Okay. This is why we say that it's not negotiable that the assessing privileges that should be due to the chairperson and members of the professional committee, that's the only perspective of them. And this is why we say now it is important that we give this responsibility to government to manage it on our behalf and simply share that information with us. So that it should be government that says, this is the number of tickets that are allocated, and this is how these people will access the system. I have spoken to them, and therefore share that information with the organized body, so that there is accountability at the level of government as well. Then the last point is with regard to the team based camp. In the end, there will be 32 team based camps. Initially, there was a bigger pool so that the various countries that would be participating could choose from those. And then, one of the things that I used as criteria on whether in the end a location will be a base camp or not is that first it must meet the requirement of net for team accommodation. And secondly, it must have training facilities within the health. If it is a hotel, there must be a pitch close by or an area where the team can train without having to go to the venue specific training site. And lastly, the security requirements. So those are the things that are considered. But in the end, it is not the organizing committee that should decide whether the team will base in charge or not. It is the coach or management of the team. So the teams are now sending their delegations here to inspect from the list of teams that can Korea, not Korea will be coming in 2 weeks time to inspect the facilities. I'm requesting certainly your permission to note the other points as advice or recommendation and then show the intent of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the question about safety in game parks and other areas of interest. The way we work with the police is that we do sector-specific security. Some of the sectors that we've identified are disaster management, so we want to work with them to see the best of disaster management. The other sector is food safety, because we would not want food poisoning by the stadium, either for players or the public. So that's another sector. The other sector, of course, is the tourism. So what happens in this case is that all the areas of interest are identified, even if they are not registered with MERS. For instance, Soweto is regarded as a priority area because a lot of tourists who come to Joburg for the World Cup are most likely to visit that area. And therefore, the station commissioner is then briefed to increase the patrol. The number of personnel who will be deployed during the tournament has already been determined by staff. They have already determined the allowances in terms of overtime and cover goals. What will happen at World Cup time is then technical information, where they revise whatever submissions that they have made. That, for instance, all of a sudden, a certain game park seems to be attracting a lot of attention and therefore we need to deploy in the route that goes to that game park, and also need to advise them to committee oversees provision of security for teams, for officials, for VIP and other members of the FIFA family.
Thank you. Thank you.